The question for today is, would you comment on Paul's reference to the free woman and bondwoman, Galatians 4, verse 24 and 25? Verses 30 and 31 teach that Christians are not children of the bondwoman, which is identified as the covenant from Sinai. Doesn't this suggest that the law given at Mount Sinai has been done away? Galatians 4, verse 24 and 25 reads, which things are symbolic, for these, the bondwoman and the free woman, are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which gives birth to bondage, which is Hagar. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and corresponds to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children. Notice that Paul was comparing the bondwoman and free woman with the two covenants, i.e. the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. Remember, a covenant is a binding agreement between two parties. The law, in and of itself, was not the covenant. Therefore, we should not assume that the law was abolished when the covenant was terminated. God, through the prophet Jeremiah, tells us why the old covenant was dissolved and makes it clear that the termination of the former covenant does not entail abolition of the law. Notice, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant, i.e. a new covenant which will replace the old one, the one they broke, that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more. Jeremiah 31, verse 31 to 34. The reason the Old Covenant gives birth to bondage is that the people broke God's law, thus placing themselves under bondage. The New Covenant is different in that it involves having the law written on their heart, which is another way of speaking of a heart of obedience. Compare Deuteronomy 5, verse 29. Sin is the source of bondage. Under the New Covenant, the source of bondage is completely remitted, thus producing freedom, not freedom to break the law, but freedom from the bondage of sin.